Welcome to the audio ministry of Advance Church. You're about to go on an exciting journey into the Word of God with Advance Church and Pastor Bruce Clark. Be prepared to be informed and inspired as God reveals more of Himself to you through His Word. Before we begin, let's pray. Father, thank you for sending your Word. Give us hearts to hear and faith to receive the things shared today. Open our eyes that we may behold the wondrous things out of your word. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And now, here's Pastor Bruce Clark.
Your brother offends you, go to your brother. He doesn't hear you, bring somebody else. They don't hear you, bring it to the church. Understand that every offense results in something you are defending. Close with this story. Jesus comes on the earth, gives his whole life away, does nothing for himself. Jesus does nothing for himself. Every time he eats, he's eating because he's on mission. Every time he's giving, he's not giving because he wants to feel good about being having a social impact. He's doing it because he wants to just give. Every time he speaks a word, he doesn't have a secondary agenda behind it. Well, he's trying to promote himself. Every time he speaks a word, he's simply trying to help. Jesus, when he comes, he's feeding the sick. He's raising the dead. He's dealing with a woman who's been battered and abused. He's dealing with tax collectors that nobody wants to talk to. Jesus is always doing the things that please his Father. Jesus is always saying the right thing, always thinking the right thing, always constantly all of his life giving himself away. Jesus, The best friend that any of us could ever have. Jesus, the ideal brother, the ideal family member, the ideal friend. Jesus, all his life, coming for one purpose. Give himself away. At the end of his journey, when he needed his friends the most, Jesus, his friend, leave him. 3.5 years. I mean, doing miracles. Brother can't pay his taxes. He said, look, go over there. There's a fish with a coin in it. You can take care of it. Jesus. Now all of his friends have left him. He stands alone by himself. Comes out of a garden praying, recognizing that for the first time in his life, the most valuable thing in his life he's going to lose. And his Father is asking him, give it away. His one thing, his relationship with his Father, never once separated. On that cross, he's got to pay the price for his sin. Now, he's got a boy over here named Judas. Judas controls all the money. Judas is walking with Jesus day in and day out. Jesus knows he's going to betray him. And never once says, oh, get away from me. This notion of bring your friends close and your enemies closer, that's not somebody's management consultant idea. Jesus lived that a long time ago. We paid somebody a lot of money for that kind of statement. All you got to do is look in the Word. Every answer you and I need is here. Every principle is found in here. Every principle of life, there's no principle in life that you will not find in this book. Judas comes to him, betrays him, tells his friends, this is how you'll know this is the Christ. I'm going to kiss him. I mean, of all the ways to be betrayed, right? I mean, that's drama right there, right? That's real drama. Of all the ways to be betrayed, is when the guy that I kiss, that's the one. So Judas comes smiling at Jesus. Like he did for 3.5 years, he's approaching Jesus with the eyes that say, you know, you're the man. He grabs Jesus, gives them the normal kiss at the time, which was that their way of greeting. And Jesus says the following word to him. Friend, friend, why have you come? Friend? We could think of a lot of words, but some of us might not have used that one. Friend, why have you come? That messes me up. Man, what is it about Jesus that he who has done nothing wrong could call a man who betrayed him to death? It's one thing to be betrayed, I'm sorry, I told a little white lie. It's another thing to be betrayed to death. Jesus called him friend. Man, that messes me. Why was Jesus able to do that? I want to tell you why. Because he lived his life without offense. Jesus had nothing to defend. Because he had given his life away already. In John 14:30, Jesus says this, the devil has nothing in me. Nothing to defend. Nothing. No, you can't touch this, as it were. There's nothing here. He's given his life all away. Which is the truth behind the statement, if you lose your life, you'll find it. But if you keep your life, you will lose it. Every time we keep our lives, I deserve to be treated better. I just he should not have said that to me. It happened again. Every time we live in that space, we lose life. And walked around the merry-go-round of offenses until we're on our deathbed or in some old folks' home, still grumbling. If you want to know who has been offended and not let it go in their lives, just go to an old folks' home. It's a sad state of affairs that at 85 years old, she's still saying, and my cousin, when I was 16, she told my daddy a lie. You haven't let that go yet, Grandma? We got to understand that all conflict can be redeemed. That although we're not like Jesus yet, we still have some areas where we feel like we've got to stand up for ourselves. And we have good logical reasons for it. It makes sense. I get it. I'm in a battle right now. Not a battle, but I'm in a little conflict right now with a client of mine who doesn't really understand and appreciate my value. But that's my perspective of my value, isn't it? We got to understand that if our brother has offended us, we got to gain him. We got to recognize that if we're losing something and offended, it's because we're defending something. We've got to know ourselves well enough to know what we're defending, what we want to hold on to. You see, all this is just holes in the soul. You know, somebody didn't treat us right then. Holes in the soul. You know, I mentioned this a couple years ago. I still remember the day that these guys jumped in front of me in the line. And they were all big. I still remember it to this day. And I, as a little boy, didn't do anything about it. And to this day, as a grown man, I remember that day. And I remember as I was growing up, I said, that's not happening to me again. And so to this day, if somebody walks in front of me, why are you laughing so much, Mike? I have to control my soul and say, that's not that big boy who got in front of you when you were 10. That man not even thinking about you. Then my other part goes, well, that's the problem. He should be thinking about other people. So I get it. I am not Jesus. There are holes in my soul that I'm asking the Lord to heal me of. I have determined to live my life without offense. If you want to know what my personal desire is to never disobey God and never be offended with man. Imagine that place. You're constantly obeying God and no offense is getting to you. This is where we want to be. And I will close with this scripture. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 10. Here's what Paul instructs us to do, and I have taken this literally. That ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere, and here's the part for today, and without offense till the day of Christ. I want to encourage you, dear people of God, how about letting some things go this week just a little bit quicker? What are the places in you that you still defend? Know those places. So that when the offense comes, you recognize what's happening. And say, I'm living my life without offense. Can you imagine that? Power you have. But it takes the Holy Spirit. It takes walking with God. It takes following the principles. If your brother offends you, go to him. Not go to your sister. Stop that. Don't go to somebody else when someone has offended you. Go to them. Deal with that internal defense in you. Ask the Holy Spirit, help me to live my life without offense. Remember Jesus and Judas. Remember that if Jesus could call Judas friend, you can call any man friend. And because of the promise of Romans 8:29, that we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, we can thank every man. Because we know that all things work together for good, we can thank every person. Not that we have to thank them, because whatever they have done is doing something in my life that's making me more like Jesus. Every conflict in my life is redeemable because I have a walk with the living God who is instructing my life and leading me on the paths of life. There's nothing that can come my way that I cannot resist. There's no problem that I cannot solve. There's no person that I cannot reach, because the God I serve, as somebody said earlier today, is I am that I am. And there is no God beside the God we serve. I think he deserves a glorious praise, because great is our God. Go on ahead and redeem the conflict. Make it to your benefit. Gain your brother. Go after it. Because what's valuable in life are the relationships we have. Fight for them. Fight for them. Fight for the relationships you have. We throw our relationships away too easily. I've seen people come in the house of the Lord because somebody sent a text that they didn't understand, they left. I've seen people come into the house of God, and this is not just Advanced Church, but around in my years of existence, somebody says something that's misunderstood, and it reminded that person of that other church they were in, and they said, oh, all churches are alike, and they said, I ain't joining none of them. Don't live your life like that. You are more than that. You're stronger than that. You're better than that. Work it out. And if they won't hear you, bring somebody else, because gaining that brother is more important than your offense.
We pray that you've been inspired by the message shared today and have become even more aware of the purpose God has for your life. You're always welcome to join our service. We'd love to see you. On Sundays at the AFI Theater in downtown Silver Spring, 8633 Colesville Road, near the intersection of Georgia Avenue. To find out more about the amazing things God is doing through Advanced Church, please visit our website at www.advancedchurch.org. And remember, it's your time to advance.